while most movies are usually entertaining, most are not made for the fun of it. They have a point to get across to the audience, an agenda, message. Now, whether that message is good or bad and whether the story is told in an appropriate way for Christians to consume, well, that's a whole other topic. But it is a topic that Douglas Beaumont tackles in his second edition of his book, The Message Behind the Movie Reboot, Engaging Film Without Disengaging Faith. Douglas taught scripture and theology at the graduate level for many years before coming into full communion with the Catholic Church. He is joining me today. Good morning, Douglas. Thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, great to be on, Brenda. Thank you for having me here.
Yeah, Douglas, thank you. Tell us a little bit about your journey to the Catholic Church and how movies kind of been an interest for you.
Yeah, well, this is actually the journey is detailed in another book by Ignatius Press, which I might as well plug, called Evangelical Exodus. It's written by a number of people from the seminary, the Evangelical Seminary, where I both got my master's degree and began teaching. And I think just a lot of us kind of read our way into the Catholic Church because we wanted good philosophy and, you know, so many of the great Christian thinkers were Catholic. And many of us have found our way in back home to the church. So that's why I'm here now. And my first book that I published as an evangelical was called The Message Behind the Movie. And it was born out of my love for apologetics, defending the faith, and also my, you know, interest in film, just for fun and in entertainment. And so a couple of years back, Ignatius asked if I would rewrite the book, reboot it, so to speak, for Catholic audiences, and I thought that'd be a great idea. So that is where the message behind the movie came from.
Douglas, my husband, the good deacon, and I, we have always watched movies. Our entire marriage and even dating life, it was just one of those things that we engaged in, that we enjoyed watching, and then we'd usually go out to get a pizza afterwards and then dive into the story. Now, we've seen some of our favorite movies that also come with, well, added things like excessive violence, gratuitous sex scenes. Is that what it takes nowadays to get these stories told, even wonderfully and profound stories?
I think that's a really good question because, you know, the box office numbers show a decline in revenue for R-rated movies. It's interesting. So we can't just say, well, Hollywood's greedy and they're making R-rated movies. But I do think that there is often a seeking of an R rating just to be taken more seriously. At least that's what I've read. You know, and it does seem like sometimes movies just throw one scene in to get that R rating. And I think that perhaps the MPAA is actually to blame for that because they rate their movies on a child scale, basically. I mean, if you look at their posters and things that explain where the ratings come from, it's really all seems to be based on whether or not children would appropriately view the film. And I think that that makes a lot of people who are trying to say something a little bit more seriously almost want that higher rating just so they're taken more seriously. But it's interesting, you know, box office wise, it often backfires. I mean, I think of like M. Night Shyamalan's The Happening. I think it's his only R-rated movie and it's one of his worst rated as far as the reviews go. So, yeah, it is kind of a strange tug of war that we see in the industry.
Well, in your book, you spend a whole chapter saying there is a difference between how a story is told versus what a story tells. Kind of explain that a little bit to me.
Yeah, I find this to be really important. It's one of the very first chapters because I think Christians especially have a difficult time with this because we can react so viscerally to certain style elements, you know, what we see, what we hear, this sort of thing. And especially if there's something in there that we don't like, that tends to become the focus for the movie review. And so you'll see a lot of like online movie reviews that just seem to be cuss counters and
right.
You know, how many times is this thing, that thing? And all of that is fine because, you know, we do want to be viewing appropriate material. We don't want to be filling our minds with trash. But at the same time, what a film is saying is usually much more indirect. The more direct a message is, the more it feels like propaganda and it doesn't tend to do well. So I think of something like The Day After Tomorrow, which was just an obvious piece of propaganda, versus something like WALL-E. You know, both of the films had the same, you know, save the earth kind of message, but anybody can watch WALL-E, you know, regardless of where they are politically. Whereas Day After Tomorrow is really going to fall flat on the ears of people that are maybe not so into that stance. And so the good movies are always going to sort of hide their message inside the sights and the sounds that are on the surface. And if we miss that, if we don't see how it is that the movie is communicating, we can miss the true message, and we can even misjudge the creator's message that is being sent through the movie.
Well, the name of his new book is The Message Behind the Movie Reboot, Engaging Film Without Disengaging the Faith. Douglas, another thing that I have noticed in recent movies that I've seen and movies that I have come out thinking that is an amazing story, and it's based in reality, in real characters in life, and it's stories of faith and redemption and forgiveness. And then it leads me to go online to look up more about the story, only to find, boy, that it glosses over or retells the reality of life completely wrong. And then I feel a little let down. I feel lied to. So how much do we look into movies and then try to go, well, what are they trying to tell me? And now do I have to go online, which can be believed or not believed, to find out that the story isn't true? And now you feel like, well, the message is completely blown.
Yeah, I think that there's a difference between a falsehood and a fiction. Jesus used fiction in his parables to tell stories that weren't true as far as historical events, but were true as far as the message that they communicated. And I think that because the purpose of a film is really to engage people on a more emotional, entertainment level, it's often the case that what really happened just isn't interesting enough to turn into the kind of story that's going to hold someone's attention, for up to 2 hours. So I think what we need to do is realize that most movies, unless they are very obviously, documentary type things, they're not there to teach you history. They're there to be entertainment. And so that's why based on true events is such an important provision in many movies. Based on leaves a lot of leeway. And so what I would say is, we don't want to think that the filmmaker is necessarily trying to teach us history, but we should think that they are trying to teach us something true. And so if some characters are mashed together or certain parts are left out, yeah, we might have missed something of the historical truth, but that might actually make for a more powerful meaning message to come through.
Well, you can read more about it in Douglas's new book, The Message Behind the Movie Reboot. It is out by Ignatius Press. The author, Douglas Beaumont, with me today. Well, Douglas, what is a God-fearing Catholic to do then? We want to see these movies. We want to be entertained. We're interested in what we know. I think that I'm interested in all types of viewpoints, but I don't know that I necessarily want to spend my money supporting the making of these movies. So what do we do?
Yeah, I think that really requires some discernment. And there is a chapter in the book on that it's difficult sometimes to be in the world, but not of the world. That's the biblical distinction, right? That we want to abstain from evil. But the very verse that comes from is St. Paul telling us that we need to test that which is good. So I do think that for some people, depending on their motive, films that aren't necessarily all that great as far as their style elements or even their message elements are still part of reality, and they still need to be called out for whether they're good or bad. But we do need to be very careful that we aren't causing ourselves problems. There are things that I can watch that don't bother me and don't lead to any kind of potential sinful situation. And then there's other things I know that I can't watch because they will do that. And at a certain level, because the movie really is about entertainment, I don't want to sacrifice my moral life and my relationship with God just to be entertained. So I do give some guidelines about desensitization and too much screen time and how those things operate. But I think to some degree at the end of the day, you really need to know yourself, and you need to be willing to make the sacrifice of entertainment if it's going to, help save your soul.
Again, an excellent book. I encourage our listeners to check it out. It is called The Message Behind the Movie Reboot. Douglas, where can our listeners find a copy? Learn a little bit more about you, too.
Well, you can definitely just go to my website, which is douglasbeaumont.com. And that's really the hub for everything I do online. You can find articles, you can find videos, you can find message behind the movie materials and stuff on the book. And if you want to buy one, you can just go over to Ignatius Press or Amazon or anywhere books are usually sold.
Well, thank you so much for your time today. Well, thank you for really getting at, you know, these movies, something that so many of us enjoy doing and really helping us discern just a little bit better how we choose to spend our money. Douglas, thank you for your time today.
Thanks for having me on, Brenda.
The name of the book, The Message Behind the Movie Reboot, Engaging Film Without Disengaging Faith. It is out by Ignatius Press. I will be sure to add a link to where you can get right to Douglas's webpage and also to Ignatius Press. Find a copy of the book there. You'll find those links on the podcast of this interview at materdeiradio.com or the Hail Mary Media app.